Over the past weekend, the Royal Gardens at Prague Castle remained closed to ordinary visitors as they hosted the annual Prague Food Festival, a celebration of good food and fine dining. In the course of 3 days, around 36 of the country's best restaurants showcased their dishes, served at moderate prices to an appreciative public. Radio Prague's Pavla Horáková was there and brought back a report for this week's Panorama.
The magnificent venue, the lovely spring weather, and live music from various corners of the world made this year's Prague Food Festival a feast for all the senses. Ahead of the event, I spoke to its founder, leading Czech restaurant critic Pavel Maurer. He told me more about the accompanying program as well as the underlying message of this year's Prague Food Festival.
We also invited a local music, so we will have a cappella from Napoli, we will have a school of flamenco, and there will be also a painting school of food, so the visitors will not have opportunity just to taste the food and taste the wine and beer, but they will have also some culture program. And what is also maybe important is that we our motto or our theme for today is think globally and eat locally, and it will be influencing all the restaurants and also all the cooking shows and also all the program.
From beef to beetles, from calamari to candy floss, all was available at the outdoor stands scattered around the leafy garden with carefully trimmed lawns, offering breathtaking views of the spires of St. Vitus Cathedral. Outside the Renaissance Ballgame Hall and the Royal Summer Palace, you could run into local celebrities as well as students with backpacks, foreigners and Czechs alike, tasting the various exotic and local dishes. One of the truly local products served at the festival was Pilsner Urquell beer. I spoke to Václav Berka, chief brewmaster at Plzeňský Prazdroj brewery that produces the traditional Czech beverage.
We came every year to this festival with something new, or this new focus, this new direction. And this year, we will present it new products by tasting, but probably you heard this year is it the festival connected with healthy, and there will be present some drink from barley, from green barley. We are still step ahead because we used barley which is germinated, it's malt, and we use it for production of beer for a long time. This year we will celebrate 170 years from first brew of Pilsner Urquell.
Mr. Berka says that in line with the festival's motto this year, Czech breweries care about the origin of the ingredients they use.
I think business industry is again one step ahead, because it's few years ago when Czech Beer and Malting Association, which covered practically all breweries in Czech Republic, started with registration trademark České pivo, meaning Czech beer. And this Czech beer has his rules that will be used only local products in main volume. It means Czech barley for production malt, Czech Sads hops for hopping, and of course using all traditional recipes and processes. Means we use it longer time already.
Among the famous chefs taking part this year was also Michelin star holder Roman Paulus of the Prague Radisson Sas Alkron Hotel. As a seasoned participant in the event, he regrets there is never enough time to try the dishes served by his colleagues. His love of local cuisine and ingredients showed in his choice of menu for the festival.
I especially like to prepare mushrooms and game like venison, all this wild boar. So all this kind of late summer, autumn seasonal dishes. This year we are serving organic pork belly confit with green lentils ragu and shallot cooked in vinegar.
With a host of popular cooking shows on television and new farmers' markets springing up around Prague, I asked Pavel Maurer, the founder of the Prague Food Festival, whether he thought Czechs' attitude towards food was changing.
Slowly. From the statistics, you don't see very big differences, especially outside of Prague. 85% of people are eating top 5 food, which are typical for this country, and there is not so much experiments. But on the other hand, there is a big target audience of young people between 18 to 25, which are also very important part of our visitors who are coming every year to the festival, and they exchange their opinions on the internet and food blogs and everywhere. So on this new generation, I can say, I see a really big progress, and they really care about food. They care from where is the food, what is the CV of the food, and what is the quality. So I'm very optimistic.
Chef Roman Paulus agrees Czechs are increasingly more aware of the quality and origin of their food.
Many people are just interested what they eat, which is very good, because some people in this country still, they better buy a very high quality of oil for their cars, but they are not spending the money of the food they're eating. So I think it's getting better and better.
Much as he'd like to use fresh local produce, Roman Paulus says it is sometimes difficult to come by in Prague.
I love to work with it, but still not enough. So we have to work with the farmers to get them to produce the right ingredients for us. You have to find your own farmer which is producing for you, and because there are so few of them, so you have to select very carefully and look for them.
Sophia Smith of Le Patio took part in the festival for the first time, showcasing a menu of Indonesian-style slow-cooked beef served with rice and pineapple relish, stir-fried prawns, calamari with sweet chili sauce, and sticky toffee pudding.
I'm really excited. I'm really worried logistically because it's big and we're a small restaurant. Le Patio is a restaurant on Narodny. It's been there over many, many years as a cafe and a restaurant. I'm actually the new executive chef for Le Patio, and I've only just started as well a couple of weeks ago. So we're trying to revamp the menu. And at the end of the day, just do good food. So we'll have a cafe part, have cakes, and I'll be doing sort of like a more sort of Asian-leaning tasting menu in the restaurant upstairs. And over time, we hope to develop it to, you know, brunches, breakfast, and things like that. Just good food, because it's a massive space. And because I'm half Asian and half Irish, I kind of like to, you know, do a little bit of both, just sort of the Asian side. And then with the Irish side, I do a lot of like great desserts, great breads and things like that from my Irish side.
Even though many of the dishes Sophia Smith prepares require exotic and therefore imported ingredients, she says she tries to use local products as much as she can.
I love the shift now towards you know, local produce, and it's great to see a lot of farmers markets, and actually that I think has changed. And I don't know whether it's changed, because my Czech friends tell me that, yeah, you know, I used to get eggs from my grandmother, I used to get vegetables from home, you know, but now it's more to the forefront and more, I think, is easily available for those of us living in the city. So I've seen a lot of changes. I'm so happy to be able to use local produce, especially since I use a lot of exotic ingredients and, you know, and spices that are imported. So what I try to do with sort of the meats, the vegetables, whenever possible, use local. That I'm really, really excited about, because I feel slightly guilty that a lot of the spices and stuff are imported.
Just as I was leaving the beautiful premises, I asked one of the visitors, Andrei, an active member of the Prague food blogging community, for his impression of the festival.
It's the second time that I decided to go here. And I think it's a great idea to host this kind of event at this beautiful place near the Prague Castle.
Which dishes did you try today?
I tried calamari and some nice pork and also some vegetables and some pretty nice desserts. It was all really, really good.
and there was a lot to choose from. Whether you prefer traditional Czech cuisine, fancy some of the more exotic dishes, or whether you are into novelties such as molecular gastronomy, the Feast of Culinary Variety offered something for everybody's palate.
This week's edition of Panorama was by Pavla Horáková.